The glories of the Lord are myriad and multiple, and who can understand them? And indeed, there are many who have sought to explain the particular passage, the pericope of the gospel that we have just heard. It would seem, as our Lord himself would comply, that it was not totally fair for those, especially who were blind or lame, who could not get to the waters of Bethsaida in time when the angel moved them, as it was said. And of course, what exactly does that mean? We don't really know. But the power of God is beyond our understanding. And so we should not try to figure everything out, but we should try to understand and receive that which has been revealed to us. Whatever the case may be, when the angel came, the waters moved, and whoever was the first one in was healed. And obviously, that was something that was true. Our Lord recognized it. St. John the Evangelist recognized it. And thus, he reveals it to us. And of course, the reason for this is because, very possibly, it was this angel that we celebrate today, this archangel, St. Raphael, the medicine of God, is what his name means in Hebrew. And so, St. Raphael, a lot of what we know about St. Raphael is indeed from the book of the prophet St. Tobias. And there was Tobias the Older and Tobias the Younger. Sometimes they say Tobit instead of Tobias the Younger, but nevertheless, it's Tobias. And so they were very, very good, holy Hebrews. And we must remember that before the coming of Christ, the religion, the church, was the religion of Israel and the God of Israel, even though they did not know everything about him yet. That does not mean that he was a false god. He was just not openly revealed to the peoples as three persons in one God. This was reserved for the New Testament. This was reserved for the incarnation of the second person in the womb of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary. And so, the angel Raphael appears to Tobias and to his son and begins to reveal certain things to him. And he says, almsgiving coupled with prayers is better than just prayers with no almsgiving. And this is in the line of the thought of Holy Mother of the Church. Faith without works is dead. Faith with works is alive. You have to bring the faith to works. You have to produce some kind of effect in your life and the lives of others. And so the Archangel Raphael reveals this to him as well in the Old Testament. And then he tells him that whenever he was doing these good works, and Tobias in particular is known for the fact that he kept the part of the covenant, which is from the Old Testament, but it still prevails in the New Testament, that we must bury the dead. We must give Christian burial. In those days, it was Hebrew burial to the dead. And of course, this is contrary to the pagans. The pagans burnt their dead and scattered their ashes. Isn't that what's going on today? Is that Christian? Is that Hebrew? Is that from God? No, it isn't. It is from the devil, from the demons. It is, until recently, forbidden. The only reason it was permitted in 1961, 62, before the Second Vatican Council, was that the Japanese bishops came to the Pope, St. John the 23rd, and said, there's no more land to bury the dead. Can we have permission to burn them and then put them into little niches, such as there are in some places? But of course, the Church does not look too favorably at that, but it permits it under very severe circumstances. However, the Church never, ever permits the fact of somebody to keep their father's ashes in their on their mantelpiece or in their living room or dining room or whatever, the dead must be buried. And it is a mortal sin not to bury the dead. And this is very prevalent today. I know some people who carry these little jars around with them with somebody's ashes. And that's contrary to the law of God. And nobody says anything. And of course, you know, even surprisingly enough, the bishops of Florida have said something about that, but nobody listens to them. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not good. Either way, because of this, Tobias, when somebody was killed, a lot of times they were persecuted and killed, he would hide their bodies in his house, and then at night he would go out and bury the dead. And so God looked very favorably and very pleased with this. And this too is a work. It's one of the seven corporal works of mercy, to bury the dead, which is part of our faith, of our religion. And then, of course, here we also have something that it pertains to all of us, that pertains to me more than you. St. Raphael is one of the patron angels and saints, along with St. Michael, of those who fight the devil and exorcise devils from people. And of course, this last Saturday, we had two little girls who were baptized. I exorcised them from the devil, and there always is a reaction to that. And they exorcised salt, which is very sacred and very powerful. That is what brings this about along with the prayers. And so St. Raphael, he exorcised evil spirits. And in this case, he even talks about it. The wife of Tobias' son, Sarah, and the whole story is in the book of Tobit or Tobias. You can look at it for yourselves and know more about it for yourselves, which is important. She was possessed by a demon. And all kinds of things happened. And in her case, she had married seven men, and right after the wedding, they died. That was what the demon was doing. He was killing all her husbands. And, of course, Tobias wanted to marry her. But, wow, this is very scary because he would be dead soon. Well, the Archangel Raphael, because of Tobias's love, his father, of his love for the commandments of God and the traditions of God, thou shalt bury the dead, the Lord rewarded him, and thus he came and cleansed his wife from the devil that was tormenting her and killing all her husbands. And of course, that also reveals to us that marriage is unto death, not forever. And so when one husband died, she could marry another and another seven times legally. No need for an annulment or a divorce there. Death was a permanent divorce, as you also hear on your weddings. Unto death do us part. And so Tobias was able to marry her, but not until she was exorcised of this evil. And so there you have another sacrament that later on would be revealed more fully in the New Testament at the wedding feast of Cana and otherwise by our Lord himself. And so many things here. Also, the fact that there are many things that are not always known to us and that are not in the scripture that are revealed to us in different times and places. And finally, another lesson to be learned from this is the fact that the revelation comes to us not only through sacred scripture, but through sacred tradition. And thus, our religion is complete and full and encompassing all that God wishes and has revealed in one way or another. St. Raphael is one of the seven, the honorable seven who stand before the throne of God. For seven is a very special name to God and a number to God and to all of us. In 7 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. And so the number seven, seven sacraments, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, so on and so on, seven, a very, very important number. And so today, we will give thanks to God for his servant, his holy angel whom he created, the Archangel Saint Raphael. And this feast has been observed for centuries, but it was Pope Benedict XV of happy memory that in the beginning of the 20th century extended it to the whole world. And so we give thanks to God and to Pope Benedict XV. May he soon, if not yet, may he soon be in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.